Well, I just hope we don't blow the roof off is all I'm saying. But no, I'm kidding. I think the barn will hold.
Tito Carrillo and his Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble will kick off the Alaton Music Barn Festival. Carrillo teaches as music professor at the University of Illinois. He says his band tries to blend rhythms from Cuba, Brazil, Venezuela, and Colombia.
The Afro-Latino rhythms of Central America, South America, and the Caribbean are very diverse. And each country has its own kind of music, its own culture, its own food. We want our music to reflect that, but with jazz tying it together.
And diversity was one of the main ideas for the festival.
Well, I wanted the festival to reflect what the School of Music does. And we teach Western classical music, we teach jazz, and we teach musics from around the world. We have one of the foremost ethnomusicology programs in the country.
Carl Kramer is the Dean of Music at the U of I and the man behind the festival. He had the idea 5 years ago when he joined the university and discovered the 19th century Dutch hay barn during an U of I welcome seminar at Allerton.
It's a beautiful facility, especially in the lower level. You can see all the joists and how all the wood beams are put together, and then, of course, the upstairs, which is the concert space, is a wonderful 40-foot ceiling. What creates the beautiful acoustic is the cubic feet of airspace inside and how tall the roof is.
But at that time, the barn was not in the best shape. He said there were holes in the roof and holes in the side.
Inside, it was completely full of junk and at least 50 years of pigeon guano. And we baking soda blasted the floor and the walls to get the pigeon guano off.
The barn now shines again like it must have almost 100 years ago. Inside will be room for about 170 music lovers. And for an about $50 ticket, they'll get more than just music.
This is an example of our white bean and spicy sausage soup with greens. We've served it here in a tortilla bowl.
Rhonda Killian just gives a small sample of the food that will await the festival crowd.
And it is sticky rice in coconut milk with fresh mango.
Killian owns Montgomery's restaurant in Monticello and will provide the culinary experience in a food tent outside the barn. She got her inspiration for the food from the music. She says she first did her research about the culture and the origin of the music to match the overall experience and then put her own little spin on it.
It really is a feast of the senses. We've got nature, we've got music, we've got great food, we've got good wine. It's phenomenal. I only wish I didn't have to work and I could be a guest, right?
This is gamelan music from Bali. The roots of this music stretch back about 3,000 years. The cymbals, gongs, and percussion instruments accompany a shadow puppet play which will be performed during the festival. Ikutut Gide Asnawa is a Balinese visiting professor at the U of I who teaches the gamelan. He says the music survived because it is part of the Hindu religion in Bali.
So the gamelan in Bali is as an integral part of our society, as part of the ritual ceremony, like a wedding ceremony, a cremation, but also a cycle of life.
This music was composed by Aaron Copeland to be played especially in a barn. The Alaton Festival Chamber Orchestra will play Copeland's Tenderland under the director of the U of I Orchestras, Don Schleicher. He says the concert is a rare event where students and faculty play together.
I absolutely love the idea of doing music in this setting. And the one piece that we're doing for sure, the Tenderland of Copeland, which was, of course, written about a Midwest farm family. So this is the perfect setting for it.
Festival organizer Carl Kramer believes it is such an ideal setting that the festival will grow and someday become as big as the Aspen or Tanglewood Music Festival.
Now, we'll see what happens, how the audience reacts to it. Hopefully they will. Maybe they won't. Well, but this is the first year and there's lots of unknowns, so we'll see what happens.
The Alaton Music Barn Festival runs each night Friday through Monday with a Sunday morning performance as well. And unlike most concerts, the pre-performance meal is part of the show. I'm Michael Kuliska, AM 580 News.